We have now the fifth hour of the Phoenix Congress. A little bit on the subject of group auditing and what a group auditor should look for. Now, I'm actually monitoring you fairly closely, and a group auditor sees somebody going into a boil off, or starts somebody diving, sees somebody diving into a boil off, or sees these audience, or his pre-clears, his group is getting a little bit foggy. Why, he just shouldn't keep on growing on the same group. They get foggier and foggier. Now, they'll get a little bit foggy, you see. And you actually could run it out if you ran the same technique on them. You could, eventually. But a good way to monitor a group is to watch for that and then have them start throwing unconsciousness into the walls. It gives them some space and actually start throwing that out. Now, there's two things that are deadly in the process of existence. And one is unconsciousness, the other is pain. A person wants to be unconscious so he won't feel the pain. When he feels the pain, he wants to be unconscious. Truth of the matter is, pain is entirely desirable. It is a sensation. There are people going around right this minute having a somatic because it tells them where they are in the body. Said, look, I'm alive, I have a pain. That's right. So you just have to get them more alive than that, so they don't have to have that pain. But an auditor monitoring a group should watch that. The other one is pain. And he sees that somebody in the audience starts jumping around. That's all right, let somebody jump around. Let them jump and so on. A lot of people, in pulling anchor points together, will start snapping them together too hard. And of course, that's like making plutonium blow up. And when they start blowing up, their body starts jumping this way and that. Well, when he sees too many people jumping around, he figures out, well, what do you know? There's probably a somatic in the audience. So he throws some pain up into the walls. Then when he notices that too many people are being audited, looking at him this way, you see with one eye open and watching him rather closely, he's hit some hot, hot buttons. Very interesting, you see. He's hit some hot buttons. He's made people a little bit leery of his direction any further. And what's he do? Have them put fear in the walls. You know, six times around with fish. Right wall, left wall, front wall, back wall, ceiling wall. Fear, fear, fear. Put fear each time. One great fear didn't exteriorize, didn't exteriorize, didn't exteriorize, didn't exteriorize. But he's getting ready to use technique 45 on him. It's a very effective technique. You take 45 on him and shoot him. Auditor sat down. He was the champion case in Scientology, incidentally. This man was known from coast to coast for having no technique of any kind do any good for him under any condition. He would always look at you with a little sad look in his eye and say, no, no, it didn't do you any good. So, his fellow auditor and I went into consultation. We sat him down, and for 40 hours had he put pain into spaces and walls. It's just as important, by the way, to put pain and unconsciousness in spaces. A person says, put walls, that's easy. Walls are there, but spaces, ooh. Space. A lot of space on it. Anyway, for about 40 hours, they slugged this fellow with fear. Just 40 hours. Fear in this wall, fear in that wall, fear in that wall. He was getting to a point where he could put it in there fine. And he said two or three times, kind of pathetically, you know, I think I can exteriorize now, nobody paid a bit of attention. I guess we cured him, cured him. Fear of being afraid and fear of being bored are the significant fears. Fear of being afraid, fear of being bored. Actually, there is no fear as such. The biggest thing the preacher runs into is sometimes he walks out of his head on his own. You know, he goes home and he says, you know, listening to Ron, it sounds very strange. I wonder if I could get out of my head. He sort of braces against his forehead and gives a shove. There he is. You see, on his own. No auditor. First time out. It's a brave new world. This happens quite often. And once in a while, the fellow gets out and starts to steady himself on the wall, saying that that body of mine lying down there, I've never seen it lie so still before. But there it is. Here I am. And I'll hold on up here to this wall. Here. He can't let go. And he'll say, oh, no, no, I'm stuck. Can't let go. And here I am. And all of a sudden, he's just scared all over. And he goes, pop, back into the body again. Then you get it. You get it. You wear guys, SOP8 and SOP8C. You wear guys, SOP8C, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 1, step 2, step 3. Oh, there he is. He just is exterior, I see. Why? He already has. He didn't like it. And he knows something horrible will happen if he does it again. He doesn't know how to let go, and that's the only thing wrong with him. Now, all of your life, you have been hard at it to try and hold on to something, but I dare say you never consciously sat down and figured and figured and figured how you were going to let go of something. You expected the heat of a hot stove to bounce you off of it. Let go, you see. Let go is an indeterminism. You think that if you hold on long enough, finally something starts to fight around, and if they fight hard enough, they'll shake you off. The idea of letting go is something that people do, they just don't do this. And although an individual has on his own decision held on many times, reached and held on, very few times has he made up his mind to even let go. He said, now listen, now I will let go, and he let go. And so he built it in as an automaticity, which depended upon pain. Pain will tell me when to let go, he says, happily. So the fellow gets on his head and grabs a hold of the wall. The wall doesn't hurt him. He doesn't bounce off of it. It didn't occur to him that he might stick to it. Of course, this stuff being made out of energy, he's generating energy, and he just locks in a double turbine. That's all. He is exteriorized usually, not as himself at all. He's exteriorized what you call an invader body, or something remarkable. Big black body. You'd be surprised at the amount of phenomena that goes along with it. You don't have to know much about it. It's just doing an ordinary run-of-the-mill auditing. But he gets a hold of something, he's got an electrical hand. He'd get out of himself. Hard to swallow, I know, but that's what they tell me. I never had any trouble with it myself. But anyway, you get him as a free clear. He already knows he can't let go. So he can't let go from the body. He can't let go from the walls. So he just doesn't touch anything. What do you do with it? You didn't have any drill letting go of walls. If somebody doesn't exteriorize readily, don't even bother to question him. Just have him let go of things for a while. You say, let go of that wall. Now let go of the ceiling. Now let go of the floor. Now let go of something other. Now let go, let go. So what categories do we have here? We have fear. Unconsciousness, we have, as far as boredom is concerned, it's arrival. So if your preacher is getting too frantically bored, we have arrivals that we process, and letting go. Actually, those are about all the categories that an auditor watches for in an audience. An audience too restive, looks like it's getting bored. The truth of the matter is, it could be two things. The auditor isn't getting his material in an intelligible way. But that is the least of the worries. The truth of the matter is, he might have walked his entire group right straight up against this barrier. They can't arrive. They mustn't arrive. And they're running into this franticness. And if he kept on, they would go frantic. Instead of just saying, oh, well, it's a very boring session, being able to knock it off with that, he'd actually get things frantic. Well, the franticness of this thing is mustn't arrive, you see. Can't arrive. Because one is afraid to arrive, because he mustn't touch. There's lots of rationale you can put behind it, but the way you take it apart is just have him let Walls arrive and have himself arrive and do more or less what I was doing with you earlier in the fourth hour. Arrivals, departures, stay places. And we get practices in this degree. Now you understand that? I'm not asking any of you people to suddenly branch off and do these things frantically while I'm processing, because what I'm getting you is ruinous to you. That's just tough. You've got to suffer for the greater good of all. I don't want you to take it from that, but you just should sit there and let yourself just be butchered to pieces. If it's more than you can bear, if it's absolutely more than you can stand, another moment, follow the next command. Actually, we have had very few burials in groups. That's the reason why. And those we have been very beautiful. So how can you lose? All right. Now, right where you are there, let's get three animals that you are not. And get some animals somebody else isn't. Some animals somebody else isn't. And some animals somebody else knows somebody else isn't. Some animals somebody knows you're not. You know, noble, good animals. Some animals somebody knows you are not. And some animals you know another specific person isn't. Go on, pick another person and get some animals you know he isn't. Now let's get some objects that you're not. Some objects that you're not. Some objects somebody else isn't. And some animals somebody knows somebody else isn't. And some animals somebody knows you are not. And some objects somebody knows you're not. And some objects you aren't. All right.
Now let's get some things that are bad. Come on, some things that are bad. And some things that are good. And somebody else getting some things that are bad. And somebody else getting some things that are good. And somebody getting some things that are bad for other people. That are good for other people. And somebody else getting some things that are bad for you. That are good for you. Now let's have some things you shouldn't look at. And somebody else, some things he should not look at. And have somebody else get some things you shouldn't look at. And you get some things somebody else shouldn't look at. And have somebody getting some things somebody else shouldn't look at. Now get some emotions you shouldn't experience. and some emotions, have somebody else getting some emotions he shouldn't experience. Or she. Somebody getting some emotions somebody else shouldn't experience. Have somebody getting some emotions that you shouldn't experience. And have you getting some emotions somebody else shouldn't experience. Now let's get some work you wouldn't like to perform. And somebody else getting some work he wouldn't like to perform. And somebody getting some work he wouldn't like other people to perform. And have somebody get some work they don't want you to perform. And you get some work you wouldn't want somebody else to perform. Now let's get some ideas you're not trying to destroy. Got some ideas you're not trying to destroy? Have somebody else get some ideas he isn't trying to destroy. Let's be real certain on this one. Ideas he is not trying to destroy. And some ideas another person is not trying to make persist. You get some ideas you're not trying to make persist. Some ideas you are not trying to make persist. Come on, let's get one. Some ideas you're not trying to make persist. And some ideas somebody else isn't trying to make persist. All right. Now, some ideas you're not trying to create. Some ideas that you're not trying to create. Some ideas somebody else isn't trying to create. Now, some thoughts that you wouldn't generally think. And some thoughts you'd hate to have to think. And some thoughts you'd hate to have somebody else think. And some work that isn't generally acceptable. And some emotions that aren't generally acceptable. And some sights that aren't generally acceptable. Now, give me three times that you were not in. Now, give me one time that you were not in. Two times you were not in. Three times that you were not in. Now give me some more times that you're not in. Now give me some future times. Just give me some future times, not anything else. Just some future times. Give me some more future times. Come on, give me some more future times. Now, three times, one after the other, three times that you know absolutely you are not in. Time one, but you know you're not in this time. For sure now. Now, time two, but you know you're not in this second time, for sure. Now, time three, but you know you're not in this time. Now, give me one time. It's just brilliantly certain to you that you're not in this time. The one time you know you're not in. The most brilliantly certain time you're not in. Now, another one. You're real sure now. Another one. Boy, one you just know you're not in. Okay. Now let's get three places where you are not. Now, which one was the least sure? Or were they all just completely certain this time? Well, give me three places you're not thinking. Got them? Come on, three places you're not thinking. There must be some place that's too hot or dangerous to think in. Now give me one place where you just absolutely know with crystal clarity that you're not there. One place. And spot it. And look in that direction. And feel it. And be sure of it. I get how smart that is if you do not have a place to be in. Sir. Okay. Be in it. Go ahead. Be in this place. Easy. Now be in the place where you would most like to be at this moment. Be in the place where you'd most like to be. Be here. Now let's be again in the place where you'd most like to be. Touch something there. Withdraw from something, let go of whatever it was, and be here. Now be there. Now be here. Touch something here. Now touch something here and consciously let go of it. Now be in the place you'd most like to be and let go of something and be here. Now get the idea of holding on to your right foot. And letting go of it. And holding on to your right foot again. And letting go of it. And holding on to your left foot. And letting go of it. And holding on to your left foot and letting go of it. Now, if you can't let go of it cleanly, let go of it kind of smoothly or a little bit, or hold it less hard. Let's get the sensation of letting go of it. Hold on to your left arm from inside your body. Hold on to your left arm, not with your right arm, just from within. Hold on to your left arm. And let go of it. Hold on to your left arm again. And let go of it. Now hold on to your left arm and then make up your mind that you're going to let go of it. And then let go of it. Now hold on to your right arm. Hold on with the idea of holding on to it. And then make up your mind to let go of it. Actually make the postulate. Now I am going to let go of my arm. And let go. Now let's get the idea of holding on to your right foot. Let go of it. Let's hold on to your left foot. Now make up your mind when you're going to let go of it, and then let go of it. Now hold on to your left foot. And again, make up your mind when you're going to let go of it. And then let go of it. All right, hold on to your right hand from inside your body, not with your left hand. Just get the idea of being there and holding on to your right hand. And make up your mind when you're going to let go of it. And let go of it. All right, get the idea of holding on to your right hand and decide when you're going to let go of it. Let go of it. All right, let's hold on to your ears. And let go of them. And again, hold on to your ears. Let go of them. Now, sort of theta-wise, with your with your quote hands unquote, hold on to your ears. Hold on real good. Now make your head turn slightly to the right by pulling and pushing on yours. Now make your head turn slightly to the left by pulling and pushing on your ears. Now make the chin come up slightly by pulling on your ears. Now make your chin go down by pushing on your ears. Now let go of your ears. Now hold on to them again and let go of them. Now let's hold on to your right and left shoulder from behind you. Just be behind you and hold on to your right and left shoulder. Now pat the right shoulder and say, nice body. Poor body. Nice seeing eye, dog. Now pat the left shoulder and say, poor left shoulder. Nice seeing eye, dog. How dependable you are. My old pal. Faithful, loyal, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Pat your body on the head. Say, poor body. Poor body. How mean I am to you. Pat it on the head again. Now take a hold of the right shoulder and the left shoulder. Stand behind yourself and take hold of your right shoulder and left shoulder. And make up your mind when you're going to. Say to yourself, now I am going to let go of my right shoulder. And then say when you're going to do it. And then let go of it. Now hold it again and make up your mind when you're going to let go of your other shoulder. And let go of it. Now hold on to both of your shoulders now from behind. And pat your body on the head and say, nice body, faithful friend. Now make the top of the scalp tingle. And let go of it. Now just make up your mind you're going to let go of your body and let go of it. Now hold on to your body. Make up your mind when you're going to let go of it and let go. Okay. Right where you are, give me three places where you are not. Three more places where you are not. Three places where your father is not. some places where your mother is not. Some places where your mother knows you're not. And give me some hospitals you're not in. Be back here, buddy, and give me some hospitals you're not in. Now give me some cemeteries you're not in. Now mark up nothing and duplicate it. Just keep right on duplicating it. Keep on duplicating nothing. Be outside your body and duplicate nothing. Now make up your mind when you're going to make the next duplicate and then make it. Now when and where you're going to make the next duplicate of nothing and then make it. And again, when and where you're going to make the next duplicate, choose an actual geographical location and duplicate nothing in it. And another actual location and duplicate nothing in it. Got it? You sure, you duplicated nothing there? Okay, let's look all around you and find a place where there is nothing. Got it? Got one? Another place where there's nothing. Now duplicate those two places, just continuously, one right after the other. Make lots of pairs of duplicates, two at a time, duplicate them. Now throw all the duplicates away. Duplicate this room. Throw it away. And just continue to do that. Duplicating the room and throwing it away. Duplicating it and throwing it away. Now let's make a no duplicate of the room. You know what a no duplicate is? You know, just no duplicate of it. I'll make one of those. So make a no duplicate of this room and throw it away. And then continue to do that. No duplicates. Make lots of no duplicates. Now make up your mind when and where you're going to make the next no duplicate. Now do it. Throw it away and make up your mind again when and where you're going to make the next duplicate. And do it. Okay, give me three sounds you mustn't hear. Three sounds you mustn't hear. Come on. Three of them. And some more of them. Now some sounds that somebody else mustn't hear. You get some sounds somebody else mustn't hear. Some more of them. Now get somebody else getting some sounds somebody else mustn't make. And have somebody getting some sounds you mustn't make. Have him think of some sounds you mustn't make. And you get some sounds somebody else mustn't make. Just name them. And now some sounds you mustn't hear. Some more sounds you mustn't hear. Now, somebody else getting some sounds he mustn't hear. Now, somebody else getting some sounds yet another person mustn't hear. And you get some sounds you'd love to hear again. Name some sounds you'd love to hear again. And some sounds you mustn't hear again. And some sounds somebody else mustn't hear again. And some sounds somebody else would love to hear. Now name a number of generally unacceptable sounds. Generally unacceptable sounds. And a number of generally acceptable sounds. And some sounds that you would rather not hear. and some smells that you would rather not smell. His name, son. Now, name some things which you know are not beautiful. Which somebody else knows is not beautiful. Now get a large number of things which are not generally acceptable as beautiful. And a large number of things which are generally accepted as beautiful. And some things which other people think are beautiful, but you don't. And some things some people think aren't good or beautiful, but you don't mind. And give me three places where you are not. And three places where you know somebody else is not. Specific other person. And some places somebody else knows you're not, like heaven. Let's contact the two back corners of this room. Just sit there now and don't think. Contact the two back corners of the room. See if you can arrive at them now. Contact those two back corners. See if you're doing better than you were.